You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nathan Zgura, Vic Carucci back with you here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Obviously, a lot going on out there as it respects to Josh Gordon, etc. You can keep following that story at Pro Football Talk, certainly on Twitter, and we'll have the latest for you here. And, of course, on our Twitter feeds at Nathan Zgura, at Vic Carucci. Bringing in now in the Dog Bowl another receiver of the Cleveland Browns, Travis Benjamin, coming back from a season-ending injury a year ago. Travis, let's just start with how you're feeling getting back at it in camp.
I feel great knowing that the day was my first day back in pads and me just getting my feet under myself.
Has there been, like even at the start of camp when you were finally cleared to get out there, any hesitation, any sense, can I trust this knee at all? Did you go through that psychologically?
Not at all. That's what I have all summer. For all summer, I train 7 days a week knowing that I'm going to have these little glitches and have these little gimmicks I have to do to come in and out of my route.
When you are preparing for a season like this, given the duality of your role as both a wide receiver and a return specialist, how do you kind of manage that workload mentally in terms of your preparation?
Mentally, you exactly have to be there, but most of all physically, knowing that you got 16 games to do it for special team and offense, so you just got to prepare your body for it.
And knowing that your game is all about the pure speed as a returner, obviously that's been your defining part of your whole career. Knowing that, do you think twice about the idea that, hey, showing this coaching staff, this new head coach especially, that I can still do what I did before, does that give any extra sense of pressure to you?
Not at all. I never pressure myself because I always know that I can go out there and play me and play my ball game, even though special team, my offense, I always go out there ready to compete.
This offense obviously different from the one you ran under Norv Turner last year. How do you feel about the kind of the route combinations, route tree for the wide receivers, and how you fit into this passing attack?
It's kind of a college offense to me because I ran it back when I was my senior at Miami. So just knowing that the concept of the offense is very good to me.
What are some of the differences from a receiver's perspective, catching the rock from a Brian Hoyer as opposed to the other quarterbacks, but especially Johnny Manziel, because they get the majority of the reps. So walk us through what it's like as a receiver to be on the other end.
They both have different balls. Yeah. Johnny have a kind of a zip to his ball, and Hoyer kind of got a little touch to it, but they both great quarterbacks. And just being out there helping those guys compete against each other, even if I'm competing to get a spot as a receiver position, we all just out there having a competitive offense.
And this offense, this receiver position now, obviously with Josh Gordon's situation hanging in the balance there to be decided Friday, they brought in some veterans. What's it like having guys like Miles Austin and Nate Burleson, who truly are professional receivers who have done it for a long time in this league, to kind of be in the room and help give some guidance?
It's a great guidance from them guys. Even they've been in the league 8-plus years, and they know the ins and outs of football. They've been in mostly every offense, and they just give you the tips you need to get throughout the day.
And it's such a contrast because last year you had Norv Turner's offense, and the emphasis, I think, it was putting mostly on the deep ball, right, the quarterback taking the longer drop, receivers running those deeper routes. So give me a sense of how it's different for you working in the Kyle Shanahan scheme.
Kyle Shanahan also have a big play offense, but it's just eat, little yards. Then if you finally, when the play is there, you just gain the yards
go
you need.
The big one.
Yes.
Special teams, there has been continuity. That's the one spot there has been continuity. Chris Tabor still is a special teams coordinator. How do you see kind of that group evolving this season with kind of the influx of a lot of new young guys that are going to play roles on teams?
Tabor as a special team coach, always want to put the best 11 guys out there at all times. And knowing that he's a great coordinator and has kick return, punt return, punt, kickoff, top five every year in this season. So we're just going out there ready to compete and play ball.
It's funny, you know, I think about you. It seems like yesterday you were here as a rookie on this football team. You're a veteran player now. I mean, you got multiple years on this club and in the NFL. How different does it feel for you to come into a camp now as more of the established name and presence on this team as opposed to what it was when you first walked in here?
Knowing that I'm competing for a job every year. If fourth year, third year, fifth year, you just always going out there day by day competing for a job.
Does it feel you know, we hear this term like the urgency and the competition in practice, and it's getting pretty chippy out there too. We've had almost every day we have an altercation. Fortunately, I don't know if you're in the middle. You try to stay away from those. But overall, what's the feeling like to you? Do you feel it like an edgier sense in camp with everybody competing?
Yeah, first of all, I love Cleveland. Cleveland is a great place to be, and just whenever we on the field, offense and defense side of the ball, we just out there to compete with each other every day.
Today you could see that level of competition. Yeah. Kind of walk me through what it's like been playing for Mike Pettine and kind of the tone he's trying to set as the leader of this team.
It's a great tone. He's a great leader, great coach, and he just loves to play ball. Knowing that you have a coach like that, they're willing to do anything for you to be competitive and set goals as a team, it's a great feeling.
It looked today, we thought Justin Gilbert had one of his better days of practice and was very impressive, got the interception out there today. What are you seeing in that rookie corner?
He's going to be great. He's going to be awesome. Knowing that he's freshly in the NFL and he's making plays out there like that and covering guys, veterans, speed guys, he's going to be an excellent player.
You talked about speed, and you have long been the fastest guy or one of the fastest guys, obviously, on this team. From standing on the sidelines watching camp last year to watching camp this year, I feel like overall the speed level of the Cleveland Browns is much higher, a lot faster. Do you have that sense as well?
Yes. It's some pretty fast guys out there, but we know at the end of the day.
There's only one rabbit.
There's only one rabbit. I stand up to the challenge.
I didn't mean that as a challenge to you in any way.
Travis Benjamin joins us, wide receiver returner for the Cleveland Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Travis, like everyone else, I mean, do you sense that level of excitement? There were larger crowds, the largest crowd that they've ever had here for training camp over the weekend, and the obvious excitement people have since Johnny Manziel was drafted. What do you sense as a player when you go out there and just kind of see and feel the electricity among the public?
It's a great atmosphere, knowing that we have fans that have come out there and support us like that early in the morning. So throughout the weekend and weekdays. So it's a great feeling as a player, as a team, knowing that we have that support from the fans.
Does it give you a little extra juice in practice to see that? Does that affect how guys maybe elevate their performance?
Definitely, because in the receiver's one-on-one drill, if you catch the ball, the crowd will go crazy. And if Joe or Gibb will knock a ball down, the crowd will go crazy. So you always want that crowd on your side.
No question. And talk about, you know, practice last year was the afternoon, late afternoon. Now it's in the morning. Do you like the schedule this year? Get up and get at it?
Get up and get out early in the morning. That's some Patine priest stuff. So the earlier you get, the better the day is.
I like it. And we know you got to run to a special teams meeting, Travis, so we really appreciate you taking the time to stop by with us, updating you on the condition and letting everybody out there know there's only one rabbit, folks. The fastest man on the Browns, Travis Benjamin. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Travis. All right, we've got much more coming up. Charlie Casserly from NFL Network is going to join us in a little bit. I want to hear from you, 216-578-0850. We'll talk more about the Pro Football Talk report regarding Josh Gordon as well. Stick around. Much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.